Now, the latest showbiz news.
From Australia to Hollywood.
With Jaden Forster.
Yes, Jaden, good morning to you.
G'day, Robbo. Good morning.
Now, JPY, another of seemingly more and more Australian performers, obviously getting to their veteran years, but he's had to call off performances and taking a break. He's not well.
No, he's not. This is all to do with an issue that's been he's been dealing with now for roughly since the start of last month. Actually, back then, sort of at the end of July, he was admitted to a hospital up in Newcastle where he lives with a ruptured ulcer in his stomach, which obviously for anybody who isn't aware of that is an emergency situation. But I'm told it was never actually sort of life and death or life threatening, but it can be very, very serious because when an ulcer ruptures, particularly in your stomach, what can happen is sort of the bacteria and the food that lives in your gut can seep out in sort of the rest of your digestive tract, and that of course can then spread to other places, which can become a real major issue. Thankfully, that wasn't the problem, wasn't a problem for John, but it is sort of problematic for him regarding his current big 50th anniversary tour, which is due to, or was due to continue again in about 3 or 4 weeks' time. Initially, the doctor's orders were him to take 2 weeks off and rest, but that ballooned out to now 4 weeks, and then his recovery remains a real, real big sticking point. He's just not match fit, and they've had to make that very difficult decision this week to scrap that entire tour that was set to run right through until April. So massive, massive loss there for everybody involved. And I'm told there's no timeline whatsoever on his recovery. It's just a day-to-day thing, which for me, I'm not going to lie, is quite concerning. So I hope he ends up being all right. Fingers crossed for a speedy recovery.
Yeah, indeed. One of my faves. I love old JPY. Now, an update on the divorce playing out between Sylvester Stallone and his soon-to-be ex-wife over their pet dog.
Well, supposedly, yes, he has actually said that that wasn't the straw that broke the camel's back, so to speak, that there were other issues at play, which is sort of what I suggested last week. But he's lodged court documents now in response to her filing, and in those documents, he concedes that the marriage is, in fact, over. He remains opposed, though, to her demands for exclusive use of their home in Florida, and also denies moving assets around to sort of deplete the value of their estate. So you do get the impression that this will be one that will be fought out in the courtroom, or a battle does in fact lie ahead. So it'll be very, very interesting to see how this one plays out.
Certainly will. Now, the AFL finals are underway, all with controversy as well and a whole lot of stuff going on. What about the lineup for the entertainment? We know of Robbie, but what are the details that you've got for us, Jaden?
Yeah, well, Robbie Williams is the main act. We know that one. That was confirmed a couple of months ago. But there's lots of rumours swirling that the likes of Goanna, the sort of pop indie pop singer slash drummer G-Flip, and the Temper Trap will be joining Robbie Williams on the bill for the entertainment at the AFL Grand Final, along with Mike Brady. That one is a rumour, as it has been reported, but I can tell you that that is 100% fact. He will absolutely be there on Grand Final Day. As for the others, I guess we'll wait and see, but I think they're pretty much all but confirmed, to be honest with you.
Okay. Yeah, well, Mike Brady's just a part of the fabric now, isn't he? But Goanna, would love to see them. I've seen Shane Howard live and just brilliant. So I reckon could, for once, be a really good lineup of entertainment for the GF, and it's been a while since that's been the case, I reckon.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you there, Robbo. Sort of, I think back to when Lionel Richie was sort of the standby or the late call-up act when the Collingwood and St Kilda had to come back for the repeat grand final after they had that draw going back a number of years now, maybe 10 years or so.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he was probably the last real great, big, significant act that got everybody in the house up on their feet. But look, you know, this year, just like every other year, there's something in there for everybody. So I'm sure somebody can find something that they can enjoy.
Just don't mention the loaf. On that
note. No.
All right, mate, listen, have a great week, and we shall chat next Friday.
Catch you then.
Good on you, Jaden Forster, our entertainment reporter on the Wake Up Call at Gold Centre Victoria.